It's time for another Cardinals podcast. And afterwards, head on over to stlsportspage.com for Rob Raines game reports. This edition of the podcast features Cardinals post-game interviews. Now here's Cardinals manager, Mike Schilt.
Mike, from your vantage point, can you take us through the ninth inning, specifically the decision to face Swanson over McCann and to
go ahead and run on base? So, obviously, we got a guy third, tie and run. Guys looked over, you know, and want to have a discussion about McCann with Swanson on deck. Went out. Consensus was that, you know, rather take a shot at Swanson. 0 for 6 at that point with Carlos. You know, clearly that's the go-ahead run you're putting on. But you have two outs, and we play to win. Going to play to win the game, you know. Everybody felt like that was the best matchup, including the guy on the mound. Took her shot, didn't make a pitch, made him pay. Ultimately, that didn't hurt us in a sense. But we took our best shot to win the game and got a pitch he could handle, put a good swing on it.
Mike, Carlos has had some numbers lately. In the last amount in Atlanta had not gone as smoothly for him as you'd hope, but the results have more or less been there. Had you thought at all about maybe not putting him in a safe situation based on some of the numbers that he had lately?
Not at all. I mean, if you look at he's bent, but he hadn't broke a whole lot. He's been really, really good a lot. You look at his numbers, one of the big reasons that I'm sitting here and we're playing is Carlos Martinez and the job he did coming in for Jordan. You know, we didn't miss a beat. He's been outstanding in that role. So, you know, the other day, he's got a four-run lead. Walked to Hamilton, obviously hurt. And then he made a couple pitches and made him pay for it. But, you know, he's able to bring it home. He's been able to demonstrate that all year. And there's no reason to get knee-jerk without a guy ever really having any setback. So, no real thought about not sending him out there at all. It was his spot.
Moving forward, is that something that you have to look at based off of today's
results? Continue to evaluate it. You know, it's a fine line. I get it. You know, we're in a very now we're in a do or die situation, and really looking forward to tomorrow's game, quite honestly. But you know, guys have gotten us here. It's hard to just look at them and say, "Oh, you didn't do something well." You know, the proverbial "I got your back" until things don't go well. But we also got to recognize and evaluate what we see as well, and compete in the moment, and had complete confidence that he was going to be able to, you know, make a pitch there to Swanson, and didn't happen.
We will ask about Wainwright shortly, I'm sure. You talked earlier about being able to measure analytics, like you just described the 0 for 6,
right,
with the human in the moment.
Right.
Can you walk that line for me with Carlos? I mean, he comes up into that spot. It's not like he's in command of that inning. He had just struck out two guys, though. So,
yeah.
Are you reading what's in the moment there?
When you say went in command of the inning, I don't know that I completely agree with that. You know, makes a really good pitch, first pitch of Donaldson, gets a check swing, does make a mistake, is a bullet down the line for the double, punch out on a tough guy in Markakis, punch out on Echevarria. And or fly ball, and so at that point he's made one mistake in the inning, you know. So I mean, I get there's not a lot of margin for error, but you know, it's not like this guy's out there throwing it all over the place. You know, he made one mistake, got put a swing on, he punched out, you know, a really tough hitter with some nasty pitches. Felt really comfortable and confident in his stuff to be able to go get a guy that, you know, he's had history with. So, you know, a couple pitches.
Mike, one run in the last two games. What do you tell your hitters moving forward to game four? Do you say anything at all?
Of course, you know, we combination of things, right? Similar story. That guy was good. I mean, that's a pitcher's duel. I mean, you talk about some really good pitching. You know, playoff baseball is typically, not always. You know, tomorrow I look forward to scoring 10. But you know, one of the reasons guys are in the postseason is because their pitching's good. And no exception today on both sides of the ball. Waino spectacular. Soraka was really, really good. Good life to his ball. Secondary pitches for strikes. Later life. So just not a lot there on either side for guys to take swings at.
Mike, was there a thought to bringing in another reliever after the Swanson hit, after they had tied the game?
No. No. I mean, you know, we can always look to bring another guy, but, again, you know, you got your closer out there, and I feel like if you start pulling guys that have been doing jobs prematurely, then I think that's a sign of panic and lack of trust. You know, like I said, it'd be hard to go out there and grab the ball from a guy in a tie game that's virtually been lights out all year. I mean, I don't know exactly the save percentage, but it's about as good as anybody in baseball. So that's his spot. And, you know, he'll be in that spot tomorrow and have full confidence in him.
Mike, to Derek's point about the line between the human and the analytic, Adam sort of fell on the other side of that line today. The pitch count pushed high. He pushed through it. He had a little bit of traffic in that last inning and stayed through it. So what's, I guess, the tipping point there that keeps Adam in that game and shows off what he had today?
Tipping point was pitch making. You know, he did it all game. He did it, you know, there's a lot of soft contact. You know, some fly balls. You know, the thing that you know, the ball that I guess it was Joyce to finish the inning prior on the fly ball. Now he's leading off. But the fly ball that, you know, that was probably the pitch that got up a little bit to end the seventh that you thought, well, maybe, you know. But really just liked the way he was competing, liked the way he's making pitches. You know, we talk about experience. It's real. It's not everything. But when you got a guy that's out there scattered a couple hits, throwing strikes, you know, you take your spot, you take your shot with him. You know, the big decision was the Albies. That was probably the one where started to get a little – I was completely comfortable sending him back out for the eighth, obviously. Not even real over-concerned about it. And then you get the Albies at bat, knowing you got Miller for Freeman. But at that point, it just became about – just trust. He'd make a pitch. Felt like he kind of earned it. And, you know, but he didn't command the ball as well in that at bat. So, but, you know, you say, well, he walked Acuna before that. That was there were some good pitches within that at bat. And, you know, he's pitching him tough with the base open. So, you know, I gave him benefit of the doubt for that walk. And, you know, the Albies at bat, you know, maybe could have gone to Gio there, but he had earned that opportunity. Miller did a great job to finish it out.
Aside from the position that obviously the team is now in here, is there a particular emotional reaction to Adam pitching as well as he did today in this game, having the result that it did?
There's no consolation to that. I mean, it's nice Adam pitched well.
I mean, yeah, I kind of went the other way around. Like, okay. is there increased disappointment because Adam pitched as well as he did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're one out away from being up 2-1. There's disappointment, you know. I mean, no question about it. That's what I'm saying. We took our best – well, we felt like it was our best shot to win that game, and didn't work out. So there's, you know, there's disappointment, absolutely, because, you know, you get invested for 8 2/3 and go out and lay it out there and play the game, and you get a great pitching performance, to your point, from Waino, and Miller comes in and gets a big, big out on Freeman, you know, and you go out and, you know, like I said, you're an out away. You know, your ground ball, a punch out, a fly ball, you know, away from being up 2-1, being able to close it out at home. So, that didn't feel real good, but you know what? We'll be ready to go tomorrow. I can tell you that.
Mike, you said you're ready for tomorrow. How confident are you in Hudson and what he can give you tomorrow?
I'm confident in Dakota. Confident in every single guy in our clubhouse. You know, a lot of national media here, but for the people that have been here all year and followed us and watched this team scratch and claw and play, and for our fan base, you know that we're going to come out and play as a very resilient team. While we are disappointed, we're not down. We're ready to go and compete tomorrow, and Dakota will give us a really good effort. I'm confident of that.